It's the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with radio man Dan Diker, Bill Doc Niles, and Paul the Penguin Reichert here on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG. Brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and La Crosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of Dan, Doc, and Paul. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, the game never ends at overtime. Cool Beans Coffee House in La Crosse, Kickaboo Coffee, Teas, Baked Goods, and more. And the ARCA Midwest Tour, and Madison International Speedway. Now here's the voice of local motorsports, Dan the Voice Diker.
Welcome in, race fans. It is Saturday. That means it's time for the most important radio show you're going to hear pretty much anywhere in the Midwest these days. It's the Badgers taking the Water and Air Race Report. I'm radio man Dan Diker, along with Paul, the Burn and Rubber Race Statman Guy Reichert, and Billy Doc Niles. Is this the first show we've done this year where we don't have to say, well, you got to watch the rained out app and the tune in, all that kind of stuff, because I don't think it's going to rain.
No, I was kind of excited on Wednesday when I got up and was watching the weather while I was getting dressed, and the weatherman says he removed all chances of rain from Saturday and Sunday.
Because so, threatened his life.
Yeah, well, that's probably why he did it. But it's kind of cool, a Saturday where we don't have to talk about any part of the state or the region, for that matter, getting rained out. So we get to talk about all the cool things going on this weekend.
You know, last Saturday, I thought we were going to get the show in. I go out there, there's no rain chances. I was down to the pits. Paul and I were down to the pits, mm-hmm. and I don't know who he walked next to that just brought the radar up, set up. There's a little pop-up one coming up, and it came and went. And as soon as they were done with the national anthem on the racetrack, here it came.
Comes, yeah.
And I do have to give Dave Nelke's son some kudos because I had Darla Olson all ready for the national anthem. Here comes the West Salem. It was part of the jazz band.
I believe it was that.
And there were five or six trumpets and a couple of trombones, and they did an immaculate job.
Nice. That's kind of cool when you get something like that out of nowhere, and they're willing to come down on the track and, you know, to lend their talents to get the show started. So
as soon as they were done, boom, rain.
Ah.
And before I even got off the track, Jeff Garbers, our race director, had a piece of paper that talked about rain checks. Chuck saw it coming and just wanted to get the anthem, and he saw it coming.
You know, I was at the graduation party I was at, and I looked to the skies around 4:30, and I thought, you know, they might get this in. And by about 6:30, 7 o'clock, I had texted you and I said, I'm starting to get some rain here in Onalaska, and it wasn't 20 minutes later. You texted me back, said it was canceled.
Yep. Paul was down in the pits with me. He got to see what I do to a double cheeseburger, number one. Because we did get qualifying in.
Yes.
Any tips so you can any tips here, Paul?
Go over to the grill and get the jar of garlic sprinkles. Put it on yourself, not what they do. I put it on myself.
Oh, really?
Load the thing up. Paul goes, yeah, you did make me look like yours is a little bit larger.
Now we know why your cholesterol and your and your hypertension are so high.
Then we go to the tower, and I'm like, well, Paul, you know, half an hour later, I think I'm ready for dinner. He kind of looked at me strange. Okay, I need another double cheeseburger. I want buffalo fries with extra buffalo sauce. I don't know what else you got me. And he was stunned that I was still eating after that big one down to the pits.
Paul, you've been around him how long? You should know this by now.
But
program is talking about food. The program brought to you by Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and the north side of La Crosse, voted best in the county. Toma is part of Speedway Racing Friday nights, Highway 21 in Toma. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. Dean Satellite and Security in the Team Dean segment coming in segment three. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV
if
shows.
If you look through your radio, you'll see how cool we look right now.
We do. We're wearing them.
Yeah. We're in our TV shirts right now, but we look cool.
Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. Stop by after the races. Get the autopsy Paul did, or get my favorite, the Mushroom and Swiss. Also want to thank G&O Collectibles and North Star Customs up there in Minnesota. So, yeah, last week I was upset that the outhouse race couldn't go through. I did have some people that I ran into that listened to the program last week were like, hey, you know, you really got to tell Doc Niles He's got a hell of a memory because some of the outhouse things he was talking about, I was like, no kidding. I remember that. I wonder what I remember being there that night, so kudos.
I don't know if that's due to a good memory or it's sad that I'm that old and I do remember them. But
I'll take the latter of those two right
Hey, look, I'm in my early 50s, so give me a break. But, there's going to be another outhouse race, at least one this year, so you'll get a chance to see something cool. Somebody is going to make a memory in that race this year.
We did get qualifying in last weekend, though, the different sessions of qualifying.
How about the surprise on top of the late model pole?
Well, Steve Carlson's still – qualifying. I tell you what, I was watching the practice laps, and Steve Carlson was the only driver out of the 26 we had that he hit a 19.997 during practice, the only driver that was even close to dropping below the 20s. Qualifying comes around, and nobody's even close to the 19-second range. And here comes Howell, and towards the one of the last ones to qualify, pulls out, I think it was a 20.011.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And pretty much just demolished the field. That to me, had to have been the fastest lap he's ever turned.
Tires. No, he's turned faster. Well, unused tires, I'll give you that. He's turned faster than that, but where they were 2-3 weeks ago compared to right now, leaps and bounds. They obviously found the gremlins that were plaguing them because they had just a miserable night on double feature night. The beginning of the year they had a shot at a top three. Car falls flat at the end there. Then a couple of weeks ago he has another shot at a top three, gets caught up on the wrong lane, falls back to sixth. It's about time something good happened to this team.
And we did. You were down in the pits with me. I did give his dad, Jeff Howell, credit for updating his Facebook, so I knew why he dropped out of both those races when that weekend that was gone. Matter of fact, Paul did catch up with Cole. We're going to be talking to him here in segment number two. So the points that came down, not much movement. Steve Carlson still leads Nick Panitsky by 15.
He picked up another point, didn't he?
He picked up a point. Now, the thing is Brad Powell's 45 back, Brent Kirshner's 56 back, Mike Carlson's 70 back. We've only got a couple of races in, Bill. There's going to be a lot of double features coming up. Is this just a two-man race already?
That's the way. Every feature so far has featured Carlson and Panitsky 1-2. Especially with the DQ a couple of weeks ago, it made it a 1-2. So right now, those two are just running away with it. Somebody's bound to step up sooner or later. You know guys are coming for him. Powell was second in qualifying. I mean, Carlson was only, fifth in qualifying the other night? Panitsky fell back to seventh. So some guys are starting to step their game up in qualifying. Now they got to step it up in a race.
Sportsman Steve Bachman did pick a point up in qualifying over Chris Webber. He now leads by 10. Thompson's 40 back, Sam Niles 50 back. This, too, could just be a two-man show.
It looks like it right now. I don't know how often Danny Gilster's going to show up. We don't know if Humfeld will ever make an appearance here, but right now it does look like a two-man show, and everybody else is chasing the 14 and the 97.
Thunderstocks, how about this? We have a tie for first place, and neither driver's name is Moore. It's Charles Vian Jr. and Mark Chalet.
That's impressive. First of all, we know it's not going to be Moore because him and his brother are going to be tag teaming all year. If there was a tag team championship, those two would be sitting right on top right now. But it's kind of cool to see somebody different up top there, Charles Vian and Mark Chalet. I think Joey Johnson's not that far back.
Johnson's way back in eighth.
Oh, is he?
He's 93 points back. It's Jason Bolster.
Jason Bolster,
back.
Okay. It's going to be a wide-open race now that Andy and Adam are tag-teaming.
The Street Stocks, Chris Larson leads John Burback by 13, Matt Moore by 16, Clayton Hasig by 24, and Robert Stanfield by 29. You can still get a lot of points in Street Stocks. This one is still way close.
Oh, no, it's early in the season. They got a bunch of features to go. That 20-some points that fifth place is behind, easily made up.
Well, the Hornets, we know Brandon LeMoyne leads that. They're going to be in action tonight at the La Crosse Fairgrounds Speedway. It's a late model Sportsman Thunderstocks Hornets, Bill's favorite, the minivans, and all kids under age 11 get in for free.
They get a hot dog.
They get a free hot dog, which I'm going to be using some muscle there at the top of the grandstand.
Diker, you can't even get on your knees and pretend you're 11.
Paul had to remind me on Facebook when I put, free food. You had to be under 11. And the double – are you going to be there tonight?
I am going to be there
double
tonight.
Double spin to win. Bill's going to be right there
again?
To call the action.
Oh, we just did that a couple weeks ago.
We are just getting started here on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report. Stick and stay. A lot of interviews, a lot of information coming up next on 1460 WBOG.
clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
It's a new year for the Thomas Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Thomas Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
My name's Nathan Corger, service tech at Lediger Roofing.
My name's Alex.
Lediger Roofing is looking for more employees like Nathan and Alex.
You know, usually I'm working to get 10-hour days in.
We do 10-hour days. You work a four-day week, Monday to Thursday.
I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Yeah, on a regular week, you get a three-day weekend, which is awesome.
I do have a family. Really helps people out that way.
Find your Lediger Roofing career at ledigerroofing.com.
Your home for the best and latest in short track racing news is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. It's Billy Knocknell, Paul Riker, myself, the voice, Dan Dyker. This is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. Also, we didn't mention it in the first segment, which we should have. We want to welcome the listeners listening at 1460wbog.com and the TuneIn app.
Oh, the TuneIn app. Love that TuneIn app.
He was listening. 1,709 were on the TuneIn app last week.
Nice.
Nova Scotia, Canada piped in. Whoa. And said hello.
Canada, hello. Welcome.
Look at that. We're going to have to start doing both, yes, national anthems in a program.
Good
nice.
Day.
Oh, Canada.
Who was it? Was it Van Gruul? Who's the super late model driver?
Van Gruul.
Yeah.
The 77 comes down from
Saskatoon. Yep.
Only Canadian that comes down for a – even though I don't think he was at Oktoberfest. He was there last year, the year before, he wasn't there.
Last year he wasn't there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. We were talking about Cole Howell in there in segment one on his ridiculous qualifying time this past Saturday before we got rained out. And before he went out and qualified, Paul Riker did corral him down to the pits and to talk to him about the bugs in the machine.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you as well.
And let's give a little people a little look back. You actually started racing trucks a number of years ago with the old ASA Truck Series or Super Truck Series back in the day, I guess.
Yep. After go-karting, we jumped into the trucks for the 2007 and 8 season. So that was really awesome to travel around to different tracks and full-size racing vehicle. Really gain a lot of experience in different scenarios as far as racetracks go. And then we ran the trucks for the 2 years, and then 2009 was our first year out here at La Crosse in the late models.
Yep. And made you want to come out here, run with the late models here at La Crosse? Just wanted to try something different, or what was the thinking there?
First off, the guys here, Chuck and everybody at the La Crosse Speedway, they do an awesome job. They put on a really good show. The competition out here is really, really good. It's just a very attractive place to come and race. We grew up, or I grew up, just not too far from the racetrack. I would be up on the hill every night watching the races that I wasn't racing myself. So just between those two things, we decided to make the move and race close to home. And again, race at an awesome racetrack.
And No doubt, you've gained the nickname Mr. Consistency here for being a pretty top front runner out here. And what's it like to race against the likes of Steve Carlson and Brad Powell out here every week?
Man, those guys are really good drivers. They sure know what they're doing with their car. They're fast. They're a top contending car every week. It's a good way for us to judge ourselves. We don't beat them as much as they beat us, but you know, that's all right. All those guys like that, they're a great way for us to judge ourselves and what we do, and it feels really good when we are able to finish in front of them.
And how much do you learn from them, see what they're doing out there, try to apply it to your car here?
Everybody kind of keeps to themselves. You know, they here in the pits, they, you know, don't tell us a whole lot by any means, but just having the chance to race against those guys on the racetrack, and I guess seeing how they, you know, how they drive their car, the lines they use, the techniques they use in traffic and whatnot, that's where I learned the most from those guys.
And of course, a little issue for you back on double feature night. Did you ever figure out what the heck was going on there? Why the car was being a beast for you that night?
Yeah, we figured out a few things that were wrong with the car. The Frostbuster race, we were running third, and we had a right front tire go down. And I got into the wall when the tire went down, and you know, we didn't think the damage was too significant. I didn't get the wall too hard, but it took us a couple weeks and to figure out, you know, what really was all bent and what was all wrong with the car. Unfortunately, you know, it took us that long, but so we were battling several different issues on that double feature night. We thought we had it all fixed in the shop. We unfortunately didn't have time to get out to the track and test it. But so we showed up double feature night, and it turned out we didn't have everything squared away, so we just did a start and park.
And what kind of goals do you set for yourself each year? I know you've run part-time like a couple of years here, but what kind of goals do you kind of set for yourself every year?
Well, last season, being the Budweiser Fast Dash champion and finishing third in points, coming into the 2018 season, our goals were pretty high. We were hoping for another top three in points, and you know, we're going to do everything we can to defend our Fast Dash championship. But you know, the first few nights we've had out here so far this year, we've struggled. I mean, we have one finish in four races, so overall points are kind of out of the picture. But so I guess just going for wins now. That's all we care about now, is just wins.
And of course, some great sponsoring in that car, supporting your efforts here. Let's give them thanks.
Oh yeah, for sure. First Business Solutions out of La Crosse, Lawn Keepers, Catherine Howland at Remax, the Golf Club at Cedar Creek, AJ's Hot Tubs, Fox Hollow Golf Course, Tuna's Bar out of Genoa, Wisconsin, Hedgehog ATV, and Cool Beer. All those guys are awesome supporters of our racing. I can't thank them enough.
All right, well, Cole, thanks for the time, and best of luck to you this season.
Another great interview by the stat man. Say, Paul, I could hear it in the interview, and could you see it? It just seems like the confidence is coming back in Cole.
Yeah, I think it is. Despite that, the gremlin on double feature night, he's getting it back. It seems like one night every year he has something come up, but he's able to bounce back, and it's shows you how good he is.
Dan, you and I talked about this last year, and it seemed like it at the Frostbuster. He gets out to a lead or gets in contention for the lead, and something happens to that car, and by the time he comes out of turn two, it seems like a gremlin jumps in.
Well, down in the pits, Paul, Cole and I were talking about this, and I pointed over, and I said, that's your corner from hell right there. He says, we don't know what it is. There was at least two or three times a couple years ago that he would get into turn three, mysteriously would break. Last year, it busted a tire.
That was this year.
That was at the Frostbuster.
And they cannot figure out what the gremlins in turn three are, but during qualifying, they must have ran away, or he was on the track earlier because he was on fire.
I know a lot. If you don't know Cole, I mean,
Mr. Calm.
There's a reason he has Mr. Calm. He just has that that demeanor about him. But if you know him, you could sense the confidence coming from that team has got this program turned around.
Okay, Cole Howland sitting ninth in points. He's 113 of the first place. Still has a good grasp on maybe finishing with the top five this year. We'll have to see what happens. He did have that start in park twice during the late model feature. When we come back, Paul Corrald, driver, super late model driver from earlier this year. Andy Monday is going to join us in the program. Of course, known around these parts, racing about four or five tracks this year. Of course, we'll see him at Oktoberfest, and we're going to do that with a Team Dean segment next on 1460 WBOG.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV, package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday night racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
It's Team Dean time on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. It's Saturday. Looking at racing on the La Crosse Speedway tonight. The weather looks pretty good, and so does the program. I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker, along with Paul Reichert and Billy Knock Niles here in 1460 WBOG. The Dean Satellite segment is going to feature a super late model driver today.
That's right. Paul was at the Shear Classic last month. He was roaming around the pits, and he caught up with super late model driver Andy Monday.
And we're here with one of the top stars over on the eastern side of the state in the Fox River Racing Club, and that, of course, is Andy Monday. Andy, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you as well. It's nice being down here and not covered in 2 feet of snow like we were three weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true. For those of us who don't know about you and your racing over at Kekona, give us a little background about when you started and what you've progressed in over the seasons.
Sure. I started in the Wisconsin Sport Truck Series, which is a glorified go-kart with snowmobile engine. Did that for 3 years before moving up to late model and super late model. Majority of the racing we've done is up at Wisconsin International Raceway in Kekona. Mm-hmm. We also followed the Wisconsin Challenge Series and did a few of these Midwest mm-hmm. Tour races over the years. We were fortunate last year to pick up the championship up at Kekona, which was long time trying to go for that, and had a good battle with Lowell Bennett, kind of came down to the end and topped him out. So we're really excited about going into this year. Car's good, and excited to get kicked off.
Yeah, that was a great battle with you and Lowell and Jeff Van Odenhoven. It's a big field, big stars out there kind of trying to win every week just that way.
Yeah, absolutely. We had 3 second place finishes last year. One was the Lowell, the other was the Travis Sauter, and the other was the Ty Majeski. And I told the guys on the team, anytime you do that, it's like winning when you finish second to guys like that. So there's definitely stout competition every week, which just makes us better, make sure our stuff's prepared, coming to the track every week, and strive to get better each and every time.
And of course, Kekona's home to the Dixieland 250 with the Arkansas Tour later in the season in August. What's it like to be a part of that race there?
That's huge. I've been growing up going to Kekona ever since I was a kid. My dad was involved in racing, and he helped Jim Poggle, who passed away in 97 at the track. Always remember going to the Tuesday Dixieland race. A lot of guys from out of town came in, some NASCAR stars. It was always a big event, and now for Greg McCarns to bring it back and have that event again, it's pretty special to be a part of it, and we really enjoy and look forward to that every year because, yeah, the bigger name guys are coming in, but they're coming to our home turf. So, you know, we race there 15 times a year. They might only come there once or twice, so kind of helps level the playing field, and we see where we stack up with everybody.
Mm-hmm. And what's it like to be a part of the Joe Shear Classic? You probably never had the chance to race against Joe, but what does it mean to be a part of this race?
It's huge. Joe is one of the iconic names in Wisconsin sport track, short track racing. You know, Dick Trickle, Butch Miller, you name them off, Joe Shear's in that top five list. And, you know, going back to the Dixieland 250, I remember watching him, and we'd pick cars up in the stands, and Joe Shear was always a guy that'd be picked first or second because he was so dominant. And it's really cool to be a part of this event for his family. Steve Strasburg's part of that family. He's also helped me throughout my racing career. And we really hope to have a good show today for him.
And, of course, you do have a son that's now starting to get involved in racing on the Kakana. Tell us about that.
Actually, my brother. So,
oh, your brother.
Yeah,
okay.
My brother races at Kakana. Yep. He's a couple years older than I am, but we've worked pretty closely together. He's got my old late model car now, and it's pretty cool to see him get up there, compete. He won the blue race a few years ago, and last year came down to the final night. He was still in the hunt for the championship. So high hopes for him going this year that he can get up there with Eddie Munster and Travis Rodewald, Jesse Bernhagen, the competition they got in that class, and give it a shot for the title this year.
Yeah, just as fierce as in the super lights. And, well, hopefully, maybe, possibly a red, white, and blue championship for you this year?
That would be nice. It'd be nice to check that off the list. We've won the red and the white race before. Haven't won the blue race, been second a bunch of times. So it would be pretty cool to not only win the blue race, but win the overall. Last year, Bobby Kendall picked that up, and we had fun racing with him. So really, that three-race series, you can't have any bad luck. You got to qualify good. You got to run in the top three every race. You got to probably win one or two of them to have a shot. So looking forward to that as well.
And, of course, you got a lot of great sponsors on the car to help you out here. Tell us about them.
Yeah, absolutely. Darboy Corner Store, Siddons Martin Emergency Group, Landscape by Schutte, B&B Race Engines, Mundane Associates Insurance, Chimney Mechanics, Front Row Mafia, everybody who helps out, Atlanta Mortgage, Yvette Claremont Team, Colossal Toyota. They do a great job for us and really help us out. And, you know, the car's full of sponsors. I do this all out of my own pocket, so every bit they contribute just helps us be as competitive as we are.
All right. Well, Andy, thanks a lot, and good luck this season defending the track championship at Kakana.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, I know Andy Monday is going to be making a lot of appearances along the way on the ARCA Midwest Tour this year. He's missed the past couple of races, but he made up for it at Kakana last weekend.
Yes, he did. He actually, since he is the reigning Super Late Model Track champion, he won his first feature of the season a week ago Thursday at Kakana.
Hey, save that for the Burning Rubber Race Report. What the hell?
It's probably in the Burning Rubber
yes,
Race
it is.
Report. He
it
just kind of leaked one out there for
yeah.
us, but nothing wrong with that. Again, ARCA Midwest Tour is going to be coming to a pretty much a racetrack near you here soon enough. When is their next race, Paul? Do you know?
Well, I'm not sure. It was supposed to be Gateway with the trucks in a couple of weeks, but I don't know if that race is happening. Otherwise, the next race actually will be at Rockford on June 30th.
See, he was going to make me have to bring up the events page of MidwestTour.com, and the next race is going to be in Loves Park, Illinois. It's the Car Corner All-Star 100.
Oh, yeah, yep. Big race. Always been a big race. You get NASCAR stars. So saying we can't get some NASCAR stars, and so even though they'll be racing Chicagoland that weekend, so.
And then the next race will be the Rod Baker Ford Illinois Truck Equipment Wayne Carter Classic. That's always a big one.
The first one that the ARCO Challenge Series got started with.
And then a race I'm going to be going to again. I can't wait to see what stars come on. Last year I got to meet Kyle Busch, mm-hmm. and interviewed him for the program, mm-hmm. met Mark Martin, Hall of Famer. The Dixieland 250 will be August 7th. The Darrellan 100 at Wisconsin Rapids, that is up at DePlover, will be on the 8th of August. The Wisconsin Dells 100 is on September 1st, and then, of course, Oktoberfest. So quite a bit of racing going on with the ARCA Midwest Tour.
Oh, yes. Even though it's getting started, still a little early in the season, it's going to be exciting to see what happens the rest of the season.
How about Johnny Sauter? What was he, won Madison a couple weekends ago, and then yep. got rained out at the Dells, but he was looking to go 2-for-2, and then was going to join Tyler Sauter and Jim Sauter Jr., his brother. You'd have had four of them at the same track twice in a row, or at the Dells.
That, you know, it's impressive. There are a lot of Sauters. Let's just say that Jim Sauter and his wife are very happy people.
Tyler, well, yeah, but she's having twins now, so now they're going to have four to the family.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. But, yeah, that's the Sauter family. It's amazing that they're all into racing, and they all show up at one track, and it's so cool to see how many of them make a race, and then actually get into the main event.
Well, where's Tyler Sauter? He's in the mods points at
he's fifth in the mod points right now.
Thomas Porter Speedway. He's come out a couple of times and had some good races, but fell to Paul Brown twice and fell to Donnie Schott. And of course, results were late last night. When we return, we're going to talk to a man that was that close, Billy.
He was eight laps away a couple weeks ago at the La Crosse Fairground Speedway. Getting his first feature. I know what it's like to lead so many laps only to see the fast guys blow you by.
I sent Paul Riker in the pitch with a box of Kleenex just in case to talk to our next guest. And you're going to hear that and a whole lot more coming up next in the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report.
My name's Nathan Corger, Service Tech at Lediger Roofing.
My name's Alex.
Lediger Roofing is looking for more employees like Nathan and Alex.
You know, usually I'm working to get 10-hour days in.
We do 10-hour days. You work a four-day week, Monday to Thursday.
I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Yeah, on a regular week, you get a three-day weekend, which is awesome.
I do have a family. Really helps people out that way.
Find your Lediger Roofing career at ledigerroofing.com.
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV. Package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
531-18, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test. 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor.
Hey, this is the driver of the number 5 car, Bill Priestel. It's a mid-am series car. You're listening to the award-winning Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report with Radio Man Dan, Doc, and the Stat Man, Dan, Bill, and Paul on AM 1460 WBOG.
Welcome back, race fans. La Crosse Speed with a place to be tonight. It's one of my favorite nights. It's Clements Night, and that's going to be late model sportsman, Thunderstocks, Hornets, minivans, and double spin to win. That's Billy Doc Niles. That's Paul Reichert. I'm Radio Man Dan Dyker. Looking for a great night at the Speedway. Going to be a lot of kids down there tonight giving out free hot dogs and free admission to those under 11.
Free hot dogs. You're going to have to bring a baseball bat to keep the Dyker away from their free hot dog.
Yes.
But
it's going to be. Now, this is your first Clements night as the PR director of the Speedway.
Yes.
So you know, after I interview their sales and marketing guy, the only thing I eat for the intern is brats. So be prepared to do about six runs. Seriously.
Yes, I will. I planned on it.
Paul, it's the best exercise program you'll ever have.
Yes, it has been so far.
Feeding Dyker is his best exercise program.
Yeah, throwing T-shirts in the crowd, too.
That quote needs to be on Facebook. Paul Reichert's best exercise regime is getting Dyker's food. That is outstanding.
Well, I'm here to help.
Couple of weeks ago, it's been neat to see a father-son tandem. We didn't know this during the offseason that Carter and his dad, Ken Christensen, were going to run side-by-side pretty much the entire year this year. It keeps your backup car up to speed. It's getting shaken down all the time. You know, Matt Henderson's got one that sits in the garage. But a couple of weeks ago, Billy, it was so cool because I watched it and I announced it as it was happening. You were standing there watching Carter Christensen leading the late model race on his way to a feature win, and you got to watch up close what his dad did.
Yep, his dad, he made the minimum number of laps to qualify his tires, and then Then he popped into the pits because he could see what was happening. He popped into the pits with about 11 to go, and it wasn't two laps later. He was jumping over that quarter-mile wall to see how Carter was doing. And Carter ran a great race. I mean, he got out front, and, you know, I told you when Carlson broke free with eight laps to go, there's Carter doesn't have enough space. Carlson will catch him, and sure as heck, Carlson ran him down in about four laps. But, you know, a great run for Carter. Paul caught up with him last weekend before qualifying, and here's what Carter had to say.
Carter Christensen here, and Carter, good to see you, sir.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for stopping me.
Mm-hmm. And it's been now, what, 4 years, I think, since you first got behind the wheel of a late model here?
Yep, this is my fourth full year behind the late model here. I started with a half rookie year, and then I went full-time after that.
Mm-hmm. So what made you want to get in late model here, go full bore right away and start racing out here?
It was mainly my dad's idea. So I started off at go-karts when I was younger, and then sports and school kind of took over and didn't really have time for racing. So then when I graduated high school, we finally had time to pursue the racing career, and then I started racing full-time after that. And it was basically my dad's idea, because we had his old late model sitting around, and mm-hmm. he said as long as it was sitting there, you might as well just hop right into that and not spend any more money on a different class. So.
And did you have any, like, apprehensions, or what were your expectations when you first started getting behind the wheel of late model here?
I wasn't really sure what to expect. Now that I have a lot more experience, I know a lot more, but they're totally different than a go-kart or a regular car. It's crazy.
Yeah. And how do you feel you've progressed in the time you've been behind the wheel of a late model here?
I think I've definitely, from where I started, I've gotten a lot better, and with more laps around the track. And racing is a weird sport where you kind of have to progress with your car, because you don't know how good your car is, and then you have to progress as your experience as a driver goes as well. So in that way, it's a lot different than other sports.
And let's fast forward here. Let's go back to Saturday night here. And how were you feeling being on the pole, or on the front row, I should say, for the feature event?
I always tell my dad I hate starting on the pole. I don't know why, but there's always a lot more pressure. But last week out, it turned out good. I got a good start in the first two laps, and I kind of ran away with it for until five laps to go. And after that, when the caution flew, I was hoping there wouldn't be a caution, but it didn't end up that way.
Mm-hmm. And of course, I think we've seen, like, on hot, warm nights when the track gets greasy and slick, that we've seen drivers run away. Did you kind of feel like you might have a shot at possibly running away with the feature?
Of course. I didn't really want to think about it too much, because I found myself kind of overdriving it a little bit. Then with three laps to go, I saw Steve in my mirror, and I knew it was gonna I knew he was gonna catch me pretty much. So I just tried my best and pushed the car to its limit there.
And of course, right now in the top 10 in the points here, hopeful for a top 10 finish in the points this season at the end of the year.
Hope so. I know in the past 2 years we've been right around there as well, right in 11th and 12th, and I think 10th actually 2 years ago, but. Yeah, definitely hoping for that, at least to even be able to compete with some of these guys like Steve and a lot of the veterans out here. It means a lot. So
yeah, you think you're getting a little more respect here with your ever progressing in the late models, getting a little more comfortable with them?
Definitely, yeah. I definitely like racing against these guys, because most of them are clean, and that a lot of them know that I'm a clean racer too, so there's a lot of respect there.
And no doubt you probably found out after the race about Dad parking it and coming up here to watch you in the rest of the race. How did you feel about that when you found out about that?
Yeah, it means a lot. I saw him pulling off on the back straight when I was coming and still leading the pack, so I kind of knew why he was pulling in, but it does mean a lot. He puts all of his time into the car, and he puts a lot of work into it, so I know it means a lot to him, and I appreciate that.
And, of course, a lot of great sponsors on your car and Dad's car here. Let's give a lot of thanks to them.
Yeah, it definitely helps a lot, and we had a bunch of people hop on the car this year. Starting off with Gasoline Alley Toys and Antiques in Onalaska, my dad's cousin owns that shop, and it's a nice little antique place. Remax Realty out of Onalaska, they hopped on with us this year as well. Ken's Auto Repair, my dad's shop where we keep all the cars. Brushworks, the lady that does all of our lettering every year. Jeff Martin Custom Construction, and Hidden Trails Corn Maze.
Okay, all right. Well, best of luck to you this season, Carter. Hope to see a lot more success out of you this year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tell you what, Carter has got to be one of the most pleasurable drivers, and not knocking anybody else at the Speedway, because someone's going to text me, hey, what about me, man? One of the most pleasurable guys to interview.
Oh, yes, he definitely is. It's great to see a second-generation racer following his dad's footsteps.
Actually, third.
Third generation, third.
Yeah,
really?
Because his grandfather.
Oh, that's right. That's
remember,
right.
Remember they brought that
car
out?
Yeah, I remember
out,
that
number
car.
Zero, that white one they brought out to the Speedway last year.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Now
the Vintage Series came through.
Ken Christensen Sr. was the first.
Mm-hmm.
How about it? Well, Ken Christensen's 19 in points. He could care less. He's just out having a great time. How about Carter sitting seventh?
Yep.
With only four races in.
Well, that's a fourth place will help you do that. Best finish ever for him. And like we've said before, I'm looking for bigger things. This kid just keeps getting faster and faster every year. And, you know, a couple more nights like this will really boost his confidence.
Okay, I want to thank Carter Christensen for joining us on the program. The results are in, and Paul Reichert is chomping at the bit. It's the Burner Rubber Race Report that's coming up next. Glad you folks are with us here on 1460 WBOG.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah!
Hello, I'd like to switch to DirecTV. I want over 150 channels with HD DVR service and equipment fee included for one receiver.
Yeah! DirecTV, package offers start at incredibly low monthly prices. Call now.
Give the local team at Dean Satellite a call today at 608-769-2897. Call Dean's today.
3118, 24-month agreement required. $35 activation, early termination fee of $20 per month for each month remaining on agreement, equipment non-return, and additional fees apply. New proof customers only, equipment lease required. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's a new year for the Toma Sparta Speedway. Racing begins with a Sunday, April 29th opener at 2 o'clock. Then, starting Friday, May 11th, racing every Friday night. Mods, sportsmen, hobby stocks, Hornets, the new six-shooter division, and novelty events. Shows include the Midwest Dash Series, Great Northern Sportsman Series, Super Cup Cars, and many more. Friday Night Racing starting May 11th every Friday night. But the first race of the season begins Sunday, April 29th at 2 o'clock at the Toma Sparta Speedway, Highway 21, Toma.
My name's Nathan Corger, Service Tech at Lediger Roofing.
My name's Alex.
Lediger Roofing is looking for more employees like Nathan and Alex.
You know, usually I'm working to get 10-hour days in.
We do 10-hour days. You work a four-day week, Monday to Thursday.
I get Friday, Saturday, Sunday off.
Yeah, on a regular week, you get a three-day weekend, which is awesome.
I do have a family. Really helps people out that way.
Find your Lediger Roofing career at ledigerroofing.com.
Back to the Badger State Water and Air Race Report with Dan and Doc on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.
Billy Doc Niles, Paul Reichert, Radio Man Dan Dugger, the voice. Welcome back to the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. On your laptops at CoolGold1460.com and the InTune, TuneIn, whichever way you say it, front to back, it's the same thing. TuneIn app.
Turn on that TuneIn app. You will love the TuneIn app.
Temperatures heated up for quite a while over the past 2 weeks. Actually, they were relatively very cool when it rained at the Speedway last week. But as the temperatures heat up, Billy Doc, you know as well as I do here in Wisconsin, Illinois, the Midwest, the racing starts to heat up.
Yep, the racing starts to heat up, and it heats up all over the country. And we got just the man to tell you about it. Paul Reichert, what's going on in the Burning Rubber Racer?
All right, guys. Well, Indiana Midget Week took place for the USAC Midgets last week. Started Tuesday at Montpelier, Indiana. Kyle Larson was the winner. They got rained out of Gas City Wednesday. They moved on to Lincoln Park Speedway in Putnamville Thursday. Chad Boat scored the victory. At Kokona Thursday, Andy Monday won the Super Light Model feature, and Jesse Burdenhagen took the Light Model feature. With still the Challenge Series Light Models at the Dakota State Fair Speedway in Huron, South Dakota, Don Shaw the winner. On Friday at Grundy, veteran Larry Schuler won the Super Light Model feature. At Madison, round one of the Super Light Model Triple Crown Challenge Series took place, and Johnny Sauter scored the win. Midwest Truck Series also ran. Remember that truck that John Wood talked to us about that was going to have rotating drivers?
It was going to have rotating celebrity drivers in it because down at Madison, it was Todd Cleaver.
And he won.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did. Keith Foss won the USRA Modified feature at Mississippi Thunder. Norway Speedway up in Dupia. Finally got their season started. Tom Lindquist won the Super Late Model feature at Red Cedar. Open Modified Special won by Jimmy Mars, who then hopped in his whistle to Late Model and won that race. Denny Schott won the Modified feature at Thomas Sparta. ARCA ran at Pocono. Harrison Burton hasn't run a Super Speedway yet. Got qualified, got tested on Wednesday. A-OK for the Super Speedways. And won at Pocono on Friday. Big A Late Models opened their season finally at Hawkeye Downs with the Clash of the Downs 4. Jeremy Miller won the race. He's running his dad's old number, 43, this year.
I remember seeing that at the Knoxville Speedway.
Yeah. World of Outlaw Late Models at 411 Motor Speedway in Seymour, Tennessee. Corey Hedgecock, who you see on the N.E. Smith Late Model Series, won his first ever Outlaw race. World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at I-96 Speedway in Lake Odessa, Michigan. David Gravel was the winner. Saturday, not a good night for racing. A lot of rainouts over the place.
Dells rained out Friday morning. Jefferson rained out Friday morning. Yeah. MTS rained out Friday morning. La Crosse Speedway rained out at 7:30 Saturday.
But a few places did race. Deer Creek ran. Brad Waits won the USRA Modified feature. Elko ran double features for the NASCAR Late Models. Remember that wreck Jacob McGiddy got in the week before?
You couldn't tell.
He returned.
Yeah.
Won the first feature, third in the second feature, won by Chris Merrick. Brian Brown won the 410 sprint feature at Knoxville. Lucas Oil AMA Pro Motocross at Thunder Valley Motocross Park in Lakewood, Colorado. Third straight 450 moto sweep for Eli Tomac, and they've got a weekend off this weekend.
Eli Tomac. Yeah.
American Canadian Tour at Speedway 51 in Groveton, New Hampshire. Patrick LaPerle, the winner. ARCA CRA Super Series at Kilcare Speedway in Xenia, Ohio. First-time winner alert, Austin Cunnert. Badger Midgets at Sycamore, Illinois. Andrew Felker was the winner. ICAR All-Star Modified Tour at Auto City Speedway in Clio, Michigan. Another first-time winner alert, Greg Fullerton. IMSA WeatherTech Sports Car Championship Series at the Raceway Belle Isle in Detroit. Former Formula One driver Felipe Nasser and Eric Curran were your winners. Modifieds of Mayhem Tour at Montgomery, Alabama. Augie Grill, the winner. NASCAR K&N Pro East Series at Memphis International Speedway, the former Memphis Motorsports Park. Ruben Garcia scored his first ever victory. Derek Krause came home 14th. NASCAR Wayland Modified Tour at Seekonk, Massachusetts. Justin Bonsignor, the winner. Northwest Super Late Model Series ran at South Sound Speedway in Tenino, Washington. Last year's champ, Brittany Zamora, the winner. The USAC Midgets continued their Indiana Midget Week at Lawrenceburg Saturday night. Spencer based in the winner. Was still the Challenge Series Late Models back at the Dakota State Fair Speedway Saturday night. Ricky Weiss the winner. World of Outlaw Late Models at Volunteer Speedway in Bulls Gap, Tennessee. Jimmy Owens scored the victory. And the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars were down at Wilmot. They did have a little rain, but they worked the track, got things going, got the show in. And Pennsylvania driver Brent Marks scored his first ever victory. Sunday at Angel Park, Badger Midget feature. Won for the second straight time by Andrew Felker. At Slinger, Alex Prunty won the Super Late Model feature. Hopefully you've checked out Dan Marquez's video of that race.
Prunty, wow, did he get
launched.
Did. Do you see that, Billy?
No.
Man, Dennis Prunty, there was a still shot picture that Dan Margaretta had posted, and you would have thought after he took that picture, Prunty would have gone over the car and cleared the wall.
Yeah, that's what I feared.
Wow.
And Prunty beat Brad Miller by 25 one-thousandths of a second for that win.
Yeah, there was a lot of a hubbub in the pits. I was watching Facebook, and that was done too. And they still, even though there's a picture evidence of how close it was, they still say it was crap.
Yeah. Brian Holtz, Jeff Holtz's son, won the late mile feature. NHRA was at Route 66 Raceway down in Joliet. Clay Milliken victorious in Top Fuel. Robert Hyten, Funny Car. Jay Coughlin Jr., first Pro Stock win in a few years. And Matt Smith won in Pro Stock Motorcycles. Pass North Tour at Petty International Raceway in River Grove, New Brunswick, Canada. Cole Butcher the winner. Final night for the USAC Midgets Indiana Midget Week at Kokomo Sunday. Kevin Thomas Jr. the winner. Spencer Basin is your Indiana Midget Week champion. And the Wasilla Challenge Series was at Casino Speedway in Watertown, South Dakota. Kent Arment scored the win. And that'll do it for this week.
It only took you 29 breaths.
Yes.
I was counting.
I remember the days when it only took him one breath.
Check all the way down. Now, are you doing research down there, Bill? Because you were on your phone during the entire segment. You were taking notes.
I'm taking notes.
Or is
notes.
That later in the program?
That's next segment. All the tracks that we got in the Midwest, everybody's got a little bit of something going on. We'll give you support your local short track. We're going to get you all caught up on everything in the next segment on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on WBOG 1460.
There's always something special at the Overtime Pub in Bangor. Tuesdays, tacos are just a dollar. Wednesdays, wings are on special with 10 homemade sauces to choose from. Thursdays, burgers, just $1.50. Friday night, a family-style fish fry. Saturday and Sunday, serving breakfast from 7 a.m. to noon with the best Bloody Marys in town. Happy hour prices all day Friday and Sunday. The Overtime Pub in Bangor. Remember, the game never ends at the Overtime in the heart of the Loop, downtown Bangor. Clean water. Your family has a right to clean, safe water for cooking, for cleaning, for drinking. Badger State Clean Water and Air can provide a filtration system that will give your family clean, delicious, and safe water. The system regenerates based on exact water usage or calendar. It has a super quiet control valve, ensuring long life and reliable operation. It comes with a 30-year warranty and has the Water Quality Association Gold Seal. Call today for a free water test, 608-448-4422. Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
4 years in a row and counting. Hi, this is Jerry Beyer at Big Boar Barbecue. Once again, La Crosse County has voted us the best barbecue and best caterer in La Crosse County. Making great ribs and great barbecue has always been my passion, and it means a great deal to me that you love what we do. If you haven't tried our ribs, pulled pork, brisket, or smoked chicken, try it and you'll agree. Big Boar Barbecue, a delicious mouthful.
Yeah.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back one more time, race fans. It is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG. That's Paul Reichert. That's Billy Doc Downs and Radio Man Dan Dyker. I do want to remind you that watch our Facebook page. Got a contest coming up this week.
Oh, no. What are we contesting? Uh-oh.
Well, of course, we want to have tickets to La Crosse Speedway.
Of course.
Of course, we want to have tickets to Thomas Porter Speedway because the Great Northern Sportsman Series will be there next Friday night.
Nice.
Three yes. different states being represented. I have gift certificates for wings from the Overtime Pub and Grill.
You're giving them away.
Well,
wait a minute.
You said them. That makes it sound like it's plural.
We should let Paul hang on to them. We should let Paul hang on to them so you don't take them yourself.
Of course, I've got to have a bunch of apparel from the Midwest Truck Series, and I have one of the brand new Thomas Porter Speedway Daytona T-shirts.
Nice.
And they look so cool. Greg Oliver's mom and dad were in the grandstands last week sporting those things. And, yes, it's the return of Daytona. I love how Greg did that in the back of his shirt.
That's, you know, Greg has always been pretty good at a little bit of promotion. Of course, he had some really good teachers in Greg McCarns at Chuck Deary, so
oh, yeah.
It doesn't shock me that he came up with something like that.
Tonight, it's Clement Sun at the Speedway. Late model sportsmen, Thunderstocks, Hornets, minivans, kids under 11 are getting in for free. They may get a free hot dog, depending upon where I'm at. Double spin to win novelty race event is going on as well. The racing world lost a true veteran last week. Ron Lockington, I remember calling that number 30 black and white. I don't even know what kind of car that was. I think it was had about five or six different pieces of body panels on that. Of course, the father of Kayla Ray Lockington, Miss Ricky Bobby, related to Kyle Lockington, the whole Lockington family. What a devastating blow that was. And this was a guy that I've only known for 11 years, but Billy Doc Nows, I'm sure you rubbed some fenders with that guy back in the day.
I've rubbed fenders with him. My dad has rubbed fenders with him. It was a shock to get that call last Saturday morning to hear about Ron. Ron, one of the fiercest competitors on the track. It, you know, a clean racer, but you know, never gave an inch. He always fought you for that last inch. And off the track, probably, I don't think there is a nicer guy in the world than Ron. He'd go out of his way to help you. He'd come over and work on your car in the pits if you had problems. If you wanted advice, he was there to give you advice. And it was just, you know, we lost another one of the good ones last Saturday.
I remember calling his races when he drove the number 30. I want to say that he was one of the first ones to get behind the wheel of the 74 and the pickup truck. But I'm wondering, did he race that before Joe Reinerts did? Because they were both in that 74 at one point.
Because
Reinerts had it in the Midwest Truck Series for about a year.
I can't tell you for sure. I don't think Ron took it touring with his brother. But
remember at the Lacrosse Speedway he did a couple of times.
But that was what he won his last track championship.
Outlaws.
Yeah, Outlaws.
Randy Outlaws.
So,
and then now Kyle's in that pickup truck with the Midwest Truck Series Tour this year.
Mm-hmm. You know, It's a sad thing. Ron, like I said before, Ron was one of the cool guys. You know, it was great to see the turnout for the memorial the last couple of days.
Yes. Both on Facebook and at the funeral home. That many race cars from that many different people came out to show him support.
And he's going to be missed. I mean, I know we're going to say a couple of words tonight at the racetrack before the program begins. And
I'd imagine... you know, Kayla Ray Lockington, for those that don't know, is pregnant, so obviously she won't be racing. Whether Kyle will be out in his maroon and white 74, I'm not sure because I don't know if the trucks are racing anywhere tonight. But I'm sure that there will be some black stripes down some stock cars.
You know, a lot of people that used to race with Ron, you know, hopefully, you know, guys that I used to race against, hopefully they'll all put the stripes through in remembrance and
now,
you know, just take a time and send a good thought to the Lockington family and remember Ron.
Was the only driver in Lacrosse Speedway history to win a Thunderstock championship and then the very next year go out and win the Sportsman Championship?
Trust me, I tried to prevent that, but it didn't happen.
I mean, how hard of a feat is that to do? That's tough.
I mean, I can remember.
And this was back in the day when you had how many sportsmen?
Yeah, we had about 18, 20 sportsmen starting to feature at the time. And he won the Thunderstock Championship, and the following year we come out for the opening night feature for the Sportsman class, and I was in the lead, and there was Ron all over the backside of me. We took it right down to the wire. I got lucky and won that one, but I may have won that battle, but he ended up winning the war that year.
I tell you, some of the stories when you hear a person like that, you know, every time I would walk down to the pits, when Kayla Ray Rockington was racing, there he is in the hauler. There's mom there in the hauler. Stayed by her side every single time, and it's going to be different if, in fact, Kayla Ray does come back out to race or Kyle is out there to race. Not watching the guy with the long Fu Manchu-type white mustache draped down both sides of the face, not standing in the back of someone's hauler.
Yep, hopefully we see a bunch of remembrances tonight. But, hey, we have got racing all over the Midwest tonight. If you're listening to us, any part of the state, any part of the Midwest, get out and support your local short track. Get out to Elko Speedway tonight. They got monster trucks. Marshfield Speedway has the next round of the Tundra Super Late Model Series.
That's right.
Rockford Speedway's got a trailer race of destruction tonight. Fan photo night at the Dell Motor Speedway. You got autographs with the drivers. Jefferson Speedway presenting six divisions. And, of course, here at La Crosse tonight, kids' night. Battling Diker for free hot dogs.
I'm going to be standing there, too. Paul, you just watch. I'm going to stand there. My 6'8 frame is going to tower. I'm going to scare the hot dogs right out of the kids' hands.
Better have my tablet camera ready.
Never seen you, you're just going to scare them walking up on them.
Late model sportsman Thunderstocks, the return of the Hornets. Can Brandon LeMoyne, you know, one of the hardest classes to win three races in a row. Carlson's done it this year in the late models. Mm-hmm. We've had three different winners in the Sportsman this year. Can LeMoyne win three in a row in the Hornets?
I know. It's you know, we talked about this last week. It took a little bit of luck to get that second
one
in a row.
Yes, it did. That wreck in turn two.
That three-car wreck with the three leaders. You've got some top-notch cars going for the win here. If he can't win it, you know he's going to be consistent and be somewhere in the top five.
Again, he is the current point leader as well. Our autograph night is coming up June 23rd. our Smasherama June 30th. And one of the big ones I'm still looking for, put this in your calendar, folks, July 28th. You can get the tickets online at banditseries.com.
Big is a small word here.
The Minimizer Bandit Big Rig Series. Tell us we're not going to have a sellout that night, boys.
Oh, I think we will. In fact, they're at Hawkeye Downs tonight. So.
Yeah, and I'll be there in a couple of weeks. Matter of fact, 2 weeks I will be at Hawkeye Downs with the Mid-Am Series and the Midwest Dash Series.
That should be a good time.
Want to thank the fine folks, Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and Lacrosse, Thomas Sport of Speedway, Dean Satellite and Security, FansArena.com. They make some great clothing, by the way.
We look good.
And the Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor, also Jano Collectibles and North Star Customs in Minnesota for sponsoring the program.
Also want to thank Cole Holland, Andy Monday, Carter Christensen for stopping by the program today. And we got to thank our buddy Jesse for producing and engineering the program today.
Billy Doc Niles, Paul Reichert, I'm the voice, Radio Man Dan Diger. Join us on Facebook. Let's get that Facebook page going. Got about $200 in prizes coming your way this week. Jano Collectibles throwing in a huge prize package, not the little tiny.
What's the answer?
That was the answer.
I got it right.
All right, folks, that's going to be it. We will see you at the Lacrosse Speedway tonight when the gates open at 6 o'clock. Otherwise, you'll see Paul down to the pier up in the tower, Billy down to the pits, and me at the concession stand. I want to thank everybody for helping support the program. That is the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report here on 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460, brought to you by Badger State Clean Water and Air. Do it for your family. Big Boar Barbecue in West Salem and Lacrosse, voted the best in the county. Toma Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights, Highway 21, Toma. FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier of the radio and TV shows. Dean Satellite and Security, and the Team Dean segment. The Overtime Pub and Grill in Bangor. The game never ends at overtime. Join us again next week on the Badger State Clean Water and Air Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.